Good afternoon. High pressure, both at the surface and aloft, is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England today, keeping it dry and mostly sunny. A southwest breeze is developing around the backside of this high as it only slowly drifts away from the coast, and that southwest wind will increase and become gusty through the afternoon. At the same time, though, humidity levels are quite low, and temperatures should have no problem reaching into the lower to mid-80s on average. Into the night tonight, though, that breeze out of the southwest will start to bring in some moisture from the Tennessee Valley. So the dew points, and as a result, the humidity levels will start to climb tonight. And with an area of energy passing well to our north, we may see a passing shower or thunderstorm. Low temperatures milder in the upper 50s and lower 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west with a slowly advancing front from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Along the front, waves of low pressure will eventually move through the region. The next wave will approach tomorrow, and with jet stream energy becoming more enhanced and building humidity, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous through the morning and especially in the afternoon tomorrow as highs reach into the lower 80s once again. Some of the storms could pack a punch with strong wind gusts, heavy downpours, and frequent lightning into the evening. With that front only slowly creeping through, showers and thunderstorms are likely again on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Behind this system will dry it out nicely for the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Saturday and upper 60s on Sunday, and it looks like the pleasantly mild weather and dry weather will continue into the early part of next week with Monday and Tuesday's highs close to 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low will continue moving eastward through the southwest, leading to scattered showers and thunderstorms in the valleys, as well as mountain snow through the middle of the week. Rainfall amounts are generally expected to be less than an inch. However, late-season heavy snow is forecast for the higher terrain of Utah, Colorado, and southern Wyoming, over a foot of snow possible in the San Juan Mountains and the Central Rockies. As the western system moves slowly across the plains into the Great Lakes, a slow-moving cold front will track across the plains and Midwest. This boundary and a dry line to its south will lead to rounds of thunderstorms, some severe with heavy rainfall, which is already relieving some short-term dryness and drought across the central plains and near the Missouri-Iowa border. The Storm Prediction Center, though, in Norman, Oklahoma, is forecasting an enhanced risk of moderate to severe weather across portions of the plains, the Mississippi Valley, and Midwest today. There is a relatively high chance of damaging wind gusts, hail, and tornadoes. Also, a marginal to slight risk of excessive rainfall is in the cards for portions of the central plains and Midwest. To the south, behind the dry line, low relative humidity and gusty winds will lead to the continued elevated to critical fire weather conditions for the southern high plains today, and red flag warnings have been issued. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with the wind off the water, high temperatures in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 88, set in 2001. And the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m. 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Lake George area and Champlain Valley. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or a thunderstorm tonight and lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with a passing shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, a passing shower, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some on the stronger side, lower 80s, more showers and thunderstorms on Friday, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, lower 70s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, staying dry with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s and lower 70s again. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.